Let us come together and prepare to hear the message the Lord has for us. The Old Testament reading tonight is from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 through 10. It was not because you were a number more than any other people that the Lord has set his love upon you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath which he swore to your fathers, that the Lord brought you out of a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of the Pharaoh, of the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love for those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And the New Testament reading is from Hebrews 7, 20 to 26. And it was not without an oath. Those who formerly became priests took their offices without an oath, but one was addressed with an oath. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Thou art a priest forever. This makes Jesus the surety of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing an office, but he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to the Lord through him. Tonight, I'm speaking on the topic of covenantal love. My first thought was, what does that mean? What is a covenant? So I went to Webster's Dictionary. There I found three meanings. One, an agreement or vow. Two, a legal definition. A formal contract between two or more persons. Three, the theological definition, God's promises to man. In Deuteronomy, God's covenant or promise is to the Hebrews as they enter the promised land. Lord promises he will be with them for 1,000 generations. In Hebrews, we are told Jesus is the new covenant for those who believe. These covenants or promises are forever. No matter how we act, if we ask God, we will be forgiven. How strong, how enduring is his love? As a mother, I know the frustrations and aggravations my children have caused me. But I still love them completely. Can you or I imagine the love God has for us? We cause him pain. We forget him. We don't follow his rules. And still, he loves us. Throughout the Bible, the covenant of God is mentioned. His promise to us to love and forgive and protect if we believe and follow his way. Jesus is his new covenant to us. He is the reaffirmation of God's love, of God's promise to us. If we believe and ask for forgiveness, it will be given. Are not our friends, neighbors, and all those we know included in God's contract, God's promise, God's agreement, his covenant? If we, parenthesis they, but acknowledge God and his promise, there is forgiveness. Isn't it our job, our responsibility, to share his promise, his covenant. Now, during Lent, and all through the year, we should share our knowledge, share our love and God's love and his covenant. Covenantal love is the promise we all have from God and the promise we all share. Love to all, love for all, love from God. Amen.